Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mama, nereloko shanela kasiya. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, baba ba shereloko shanela kasiya. Oh, God. Haya maha shanereloko si. Thank you, Jesus. It's so many times in our lives that we get so consumed with the cares of this world and this life. We get so wrapped up in what we think that we should do or how we should be doing it or how we should present ourselves to others, how people look at us. All this stuff clogs our mind. And it shatters inside of our hearts. Oh, mama, nidoloko shana. Thank you, Jesus. On last night, the Lord started dealing with me about these things concerning us. Because in our minds and our heart, we start thinking about what other people are saying about us, how they look at us. And then we start doing different other things or planning other things, or this is what we should do or what we shouldn't do, or this is how we should act or how we shouldn't act. We be so concerned about all these things, our living situation, transportation, our bank accounts, what's next because of what we don't see. All these projections causes us to perceive certain other things in certain other ways because of how we look at stuff or what we believe. The last two Sundays, the Lord has had me to preach on and encourage us to have that assurance inside of Him because of the waiting or what we cannot see. We want to present ourselves a certain type of way in front of people. So our plans are redirected in certain areas that God is concerned about. Oh God. Give me strength today, Lord. See, our projection of things causes us to get weary and start wandering and wondering and misinterpreting things. All because of our projections. I'm telling y'all, the enemy wants us to be in that place of insecurity, uncertainty. He wants us to be in that place of fear and doubt. So before I go any further, I'm going to pray. Oh God, you know each and every last one of us. You know us by name. You numbered the hairs on our head. You already know the plan that you have for us. You already opened and even closed some stuff. You already mandated and commissioned some things, Lord. Father God, you predestined all this stuff because you wanted to build us up into a place, God, that our projections would not hinder us. Oh God, we welcome you into our situations, Lord. We welcome you into our concerns. We welcome you in our hearts and our bodies, Lord, that it would not stagnate us, Father God, from moving forward in your viewpoint and not what we view or think others view us. Oh God, I'm coming to you on behalf of each and every individual in here. Even the ones on the way, the ones that need to come and won't, the ones that desire to come and can't. I'm standing in a gap for every nation, every tongue, every religion, and every nationality, every culture, and every country. Oh God, I'm coming to you, standing in a gap for your people, near and far, sick and healthy. I'm standing in a gap right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone that you ever allowed to cross my path, regardless of situation or the season it took place. Oh, mama, nedelokosia. I'm coming to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch us in our hearts and touch us in our mind, Father God, that our projections will not allow us, Father God, to be stagnated, hindered, or easily beset it. Oh God, I'm asking you to encamp your angels in here, Lord. East, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Oh, mama, nidilokoshana. I'm asking you to allow them to take camp in this place. Sitting in the pews, God, that as your people cross that threshold, they will know, Lord, that you are present. Meet the needs of your people on today, God. Open up our understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding. Open up our hearts on today that we may be able to accept your word, which is your truth. Oh, mama, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to put coals of fire on our tongue and burn up any and everything that is not like you, Lord. As we speak, we will speak of the oracles of you and not of man. Oh, mama, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, that we cast all our cares at your feet because we know that you care for us, God. I'm asking you to do it even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to stop that. I want to talk about some things before I go into the sermon because the Lord has put so much on my heart on this week. He has showed me so many different things concerning us and what we're looking for. The name of the sermon today is, what are you fishing for? See, could you turn that off for me, please? The name of the sermon today is, what are you fishing for? Let me explain some things to you about fishing. One of my favorite things to do. When you go fishing, you have a plan. Whether you're going to go in the morning or whether you're going to go in the afternoon or the evening, who you want to take with you, what bait store you going to, and what kind of bait you're going to use. See, that's the key word there, the bait. See, when you go fishing, you don't use the same kind of bait for every fish. or whatever it is you may be fishing for. See, the baits that we use can cause all kind of things to be caught. I hope y'all paying attention. See, we can even use fake bait to manipulate whatever it is we fishing for. See, we can even use the same kind of bait to fish for the same kind of fish. So let me give you an example. If I want to get a big fish, I'm going to cut up a smaller fish and use it for bait to catch that fish. I'm going to manipulate the big fish, but making him believe that the little fish is the target, when it's only a piece of fish. Okay? We're talking about, what are you fishing for? So I can use shrimp to catch the bait of a redfish or a sheephead you know what I'm saying? What are you fishing for? What plan do you have before you go fishing for it? Because we try to manipulate the thing. And see, the thing is, our projection, I'm going to give y'all a definition to that word. Our projection is ideas and stuff that we have. Let me give y'all a definition before I go any further with that word, because I want y'all to really get it today. Projection. It's a transforming change. It's the forming of a plan. It's something perceived. It's the attribution of one's own ideas, feelings, or attitudes to other people or to objects. It's a part that sticks out from the general mass of something. So what is your projection? In answering that question, what are you fishing for? Because the Lord been dealing with me, y'all, about some stuff in us. Because we want people projection of us or their idea of us to be one way, when in actuality we fishing for another kind of fish. We fishing for another kind of projection. So a person can look at you and they may have known you. And all your life, you have been trying to prove something or show them something. So you may not be around them. And I'm going to talk about Yvette. Because I had to get past this. Because my thing was, I always wanted an this is what I was fishing for. And everybody else be fishing for. Just to simply be loved for me. It started at home. So I did any and everything that I could to project myself a certain way so that I would stand out. What did I just read? From everybody else. It didn't make a difference. Because their idea. And what they perceived in my projection was totally different from what I was fishing for. So because God has always blessed me, always, that every time I got blessed, I wanted to bless my family, because I wanted them to, I don't want them to be looking at me like that, and I wanted them to project me as Santa. But see, it ain't do nothing but project the wrong thing that I was fishing for. It didn't work out for me. So because it wasn't working out for me, I start fishing in other rivers. And when that river did not give me the fish that I want, I went to a bigger one. I went to the ocean. See, I want y'all to get it today. What are you fishing for? Because in us fishing again, let me tell y'all, the Lord said, look up the word fishing. I say, look up the word fishing. I know what it means to fish. He said, no, you don't. The word fishing is to search for something blindly or uncertainly. That's what fishing means. Are y'all getting it? Because when you put your bait on the end of that hook and you throwing it in that water, you doing it blindly and ain't sure of what's coming up on that hook. So, what are you fishing for? Because we fish for love, we fish for money, we fish for houses, we fish for cars, we fish for acceptance, we fish for people to just be true, we fish for friends, we even fish for our enemies to make sure they're close so we can see what they do. What are we really fishing for? We fish for acceptance. We fish for, this the kicker, approval. Because we want people to get, good job. Or acknowledge us. You know what, if it wasn't for them, what are we fishing for? This is why we're so uneasy in our mind and our thoughts. Because in our fishing, and we fishing for these things blindly and not sure what's next. Fear. Fear. So, I was at the country a couple weeks ago, and in the midst of me being out of it. Now, I love the beach and I love the water. And I went to a beach different from when I went before. And my projection of what I saw was beautiful. Pay attention. So when I got to this beach, I said, I'm finna go get in the water. I'll see y'all later. And as I walked to the bank of that ocean, that beach, I started walking in the water. And the sand under my feet did not feel like sand. Now, because this water is so clear and I can see all the way down to the very bottom, I looked like this don't feel right. projection of it, me seeing it, I thought it was the normal. What did it feel like, y'all? It felt like I was walking on slime. And it was not no seaweed nowhere. It was not no coral reefs. It was not no, it was just sand that was not discolored. It wasn't black. It wasn't, so I got to looking around all the perimeter and turned around. I know the folk on the day was looking at me like I was crazy because, baby, I never felt this before in my life. And I done been to many beaches because I love water. I said, okay. And I kept walking. I ain't stopped, Miss Yvette. I ain't stopped. I kept walking, gliding in the water. Oh, this is so pretty. But feeling grossed out up under my feet because it felt like slime. Y'all, I'm telling you, I never felt nothing like it before in my life. And so I kept walking out and walked all the way out there until the water came to my neck. And it was just so slimy, and I'm steady looking down. And so I just start wading my feet, you know, just because you do know your body can float in water. And so I was just wading my feet in my hands so my feet wasn't on the bottom of the bank of the ocean no more. And in the midst of it, I was out there maybe for about an hour. And in the midst of me doing this, I felt something grab my feet. And it felt like claws and different other stuff like that. And instead of me looking down, pay attention, I was uncertain of what I may see and fear. Because I'm in the territory of something that I don't know what's down here. And it's slimy too. So I started dog pedaling back towards the bank. And in the midst of it, I never looked back. And when I got to the point where the water was to my waist, I started walking and getting out the water. And when I got out the water, I turned around and I looked, because y'all know I had my glasses on. And I looked and I said, okay, Lord, I ain't getting back in that water. Let me go over here. In the midst of that happening, I just pondered and pondered in my heart, what was that? Because it left no scratches or anything like that. It did, but I felt the, you understand what I'm saying? So last night, he brought that back to my memory. And bringing it back to my memory, he says, what are you fishing for? I said, what am I fishing for? He said, yeah, ask the people, what are you fishing for? What really are you fishing for? He sent me to the scripture, what is it to profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? I said, Lord, how can that relate to that? He says, what are you fishing for? I said, okay, God. Now you keep asking me the same old thing. Now I'm trying. See, because us as people, we wonder about things, about people, about our circumstance, about our this and our that. Notice when I say, we wonder about ourselves. So what are we really fishing for? Are we fishing for freedom? Or are we fishing for comfort? Are we fishing for convenience? Or are we fishing for more stuff? Are we fishing for acceptance? Or are we fishing for contentment? What are we really fishing for? Because we could fish for love and then we get all the hate in the world. Come on, somebody. What are we fishing for? Are we fishing for the truth? Because if we fishing for the truth, it's going to change you. It's going to alter you. How's it going to change you? It could change you either or. It could change you to be bitter and mad and evil and rejecting it. Or it can change you for the better. What are we really fishing for? And is it worth it? Is it worth it? See, because people gonna come and go. People is gonna come and go. I say, Lord, that's what he said last week. And I was talking to him. I said, Lord, I believe in you and everything that you say. I believe in you and everything that you have showed me. I may not can't visibly see it, but I believe it. So is that going to make me wonder and wander? And I start fishing? Because we get to put our hands to it. We mess up everything. When prayer was going forward, he said, projective. I said, projective? He said, yeah, look it up. Projective is relating to the unconscious transfer of one's own desires or emotions to another person. He said, ask my people, is there projective towards me? See, because we can consciously praise, worship, pray, preach, but we can consciously do these things. But if it's not subconsciously allowing you to transfer or allow these things to be transferred to another, which is God, then what you vision for? I'm finna prove it. Let's go to the book of Colossians. Chapter 3. And I ain't waiting on folk to come. Folk always late. Either they get it or they don't. Everybody here is who God meant and intended for to be here. Everybody fishing for the wrong stuff. That's causing us and our mind to be altered and thinking about this and thinking about that. You know, one person told me, I ain't got to go to church for to do this and for to do that. But the Bible declares that we are not supposed to deprive ourselves of the assembling of one another. Because what you fishing for, you can't get it by yourself. Because even though you put that worm on the end of that hook, you ain't got it on there right. So let me help you. Let me show you how to put it on there right. Every time you put that worm on there, you wonder why you pull it up and it ain't on there no more. Because you got it on there wrong and they can't catch the bait. They taking it. See, it's a lot of takers. What are you fishing from? We can't even be true to our own selves. Let's known true to somebody else because we fishing for the wrong thing. I don't need no approval from nobody else for to do absolutely nothing in my life. And if your projection of me or what you see or where you see me go or how you see me do it or when you see me do it, even if it's an often thing, your projection can very well deceive you because you don't know what. I'm going to say that again, that word what. Well, if I don't do this, and if I don't do that, and if I stop doing this, and I stop, you ain't stopping nothing that God has already predestined or preordained. Can't nobody's projection of you hinder absolutely nothing that God has already planned. So what are you fishing from? I don't need no approval from nobody because guess what? God did it. He did it when he sent his son Jesus that I may be free from that in my mind. In my mind, because it's our minds that causes us to be hindered. It's our minds that causes us to be stagnated. It's our minds that easily besets us and prevent us from being free from the projections of others. The projections of it all. We don't have to, what are we really fishing for? We fishing for healing. We fishing for freedom. We fishing for love. We fishing for money. We fishing for housing. We looking for the wrong stuff. Because while you fishing for love, it's going to be even the more people that hate you. Is you still going to love? Is you still going to love? He said, let's go to the book of Colossians, y'all. Chapter 3. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures. Chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ. What that mean? Living again. Because he died. And yet he rose from the dead. In him dying, do anybody know what he killed? Do anybody know what he killed? When Jesus died, he killed everything and anything that he even thought would put us in a place of fear. That included death, y'all. So you ain't got to be afraid to even die. How you know that, Pastor? Because right before he gave up the ghost, he said it's finished. That means it's over. Done. Finished. The end. Chapter closed. New beginning. How's it a new beginning? Because he rose up from the dead. And if you are in Christ, you are new. You rose up from that dead. You rose up from that place of manipulating the bait on the end of the hook that you are fishing for. That's the name of the sermon. What you fishing for? You rose up from that bait that you put on that hook to cause you to get well. That bait for the love of money will cause you to do all kind of stuff. On top of being greedy and selfish. You rose up from that place of doubt. Because your confidence and your assurance rest in who? God. Through who? Jesus. You rose up from that lie, even that you tell yourself as a liar. I'm trying to talk slow today. If you then be risen with Christ, he didn't say be risen in him. He said with him, because without him, you are absolutely nothing. Please understand that. Please understand that, you guys. Absolutely nothing without him. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. What is to seek? It's to go in search of. It's to look for. It's to try to discover. It's to try to acquire a gain. It's to aim at. It's to make an attempt to. It's to make an effort to do. So instead of saying fetching, I'm going to ask you what you're seeking for. What you looking for? What you trying to acquire? What do you really want? What is your desires? See, because we fishing for the wrong stuff. Because our projection, we believe, will change some things or transform some things. That's what we believe. We believe our projection is an idea or feeling or attitude that we have towards the situation, the folk, the people, or even the stuff. That's what we believe. Our projections are put us in a place of being hindered from the projective. What is the projective? I just explained it to y'all. A projective is our unconsciousness being transferred to one's own desires or emotions to another. So let me tell you something. Your hidden desires and the things that you fishing for can very well hinder you from the freedom, the comfort, the love, and all that other stuff that you desire, because you fishing in the wrong river, pond, sea, ocean. You fishing in the wrong place for the wrong stuff. I'm telling you this as an extension of what he been saying. So, Colossians chapter 3. If you then be risen in Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. He didn't say in the earth. Because we sit on the earth, don't we? Don't we walk on the earth? The houses is on the earth. The cars on the earth. The money. Is it on the earth? And where the money come from? Yeah. Okay. The name of the sermon is what are you fishing for? When you get ready to go fishing, you got a plan. Your plan is whether you're going to do it in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. Who you taking with you. What bait you going to use for what you want to fish for. And to go fishing is to search for something blindly or uncertainly. So you're not sure what's going to come up on that hook, but you know what you're aiming at. Do you really know what you're fishing for? Are you fishing for the houses and the cars and for the gain and all? Because guess what? You ain't gonna get absolutely none of that stuff, and it lasts. Let me tell y'all something. We believe, I'm gonna use the word the Lord gave me, our projections of this life has hindered us. The things that we are fishing for, we have not yet obtained. We haven't. Why? And I gotta say it, because I just want to be happy. I just want to be loved. I just want people to accept me for just being me. I don't want to keep going through this. I'm tired of just, I want to look for me another job. And I'm talking about all the stuff. I just want my children to be safe. See, have anybody seen the movie The Forge? I want y'all to watch that movie. I keep telling y'all to watch that movie because it'll help you in a whole lot of areas of your life. For real, for real. On a human projection. Did y'all hear me? Listen to this when I sit up here and tell you. In Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Why are you saying that, Pastor? Because we fishing in the wrong places. Well, I'm going to take my glasses off. Because I can't hardly see without my glasses. So I'm going to take my glasses off. So I can't really see y'all face like that. Because I'm going to say some stuff. So the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things gonna be added on to you. So while you fishing for this, let me change it up. While you seeking for certain other stuff and certain other people, you will never get it because you seeking it in the wrong somebody. Hold on a second. Because I wouldn't give a rat's tail what you do, how you do it. You can't make or even buy nobody to love you. Let's talk about anything. I just explained all that stuff, y'all. Because God has blessed me in so many ways in my life. Even when I was coming up, I used to try to buy my family's love. And folk, why did I do that? Because I was fishing for something. It was several reasons why I did it. Let me tell you some of the reasons why I did it. I did it because I wanted them to love me, not just for me, but I wanted them to love me even for what I had and what I could do. Why did I do that? Because I got tired of folk being jealous of me. So I'm going to try to make sure you got some so you won't be mad at me because I got some. How about that? So I used to try to buy the people in front. Baby, I have gave away so much stuff, including me. Say, please talk to them. Please. Because I don't want them to be mad because I'm in love. I'm just saying. Listen to me. Baby. I was fishing for people to accept me for just who I was. Even oh, she's so nice and she's so sweet. Yeah, but you, I'm fishing for you to assault me when in actuality you never will. Why? Because I'm fishing for acceptance in the wrong form. I never was the type that when I do stuff before, I'd be like, don't you tell nobody. Wait, don't you know? Don't you? Always encouraging people. I'm talking about way before I got saved, y'all. For real, for real. Because people take that scripture out of context. If you confess the Lord with your mouth and believe him in your heart, then you are saved. The question is, what did you save from? Folk don't even know what they save. I done taught on that too. You should know by now. So the thing is, what are we really fishing for? The houses, the cars, the money. Baby, I have gave away cars and let people have houses. I done did all that stuff. But what was I really fishing for? Was I fishing for somebody to just be appreciative? What was I fishing for? What was I ain't talking about nobody else, because you got to ask yourself that question. That's the name of the sermon. What are you really fishing for? Was I fishing for somebody to really just be true to me and look? Because let me tell you something, the ones that you pulled are closest to you. Them the ones that will break you. Did you hear what I'm saying? Baby, you have been a whole bunch of puzzle pieces. Did you hear me? The ones that you go over and beyond for. It's the ones that will try to recruit, they'll lie, they'll deceive, they'll manipulate. And then my question is, well, what they fishing for? Because what have I ever done? So what are we really fishing for? See, because when you throw that fishing hook inside of that water, in order for you to catch something, you use different other kind of bait, higher the local sea, to catch that thing that you need. You may use fish for this, and you may use shrimp for that, or you can even use a piece of cornbread. Baby, you manipulating the what? Projection, or whatever it is you want it to grab. Did you hear me? Because it's going to grab something. Now, whether or not that bait is effective, it can either be for the purpose or lose its purpose. And then when you pull it up, there's nothing there. So what are you really fishing for? Because you can keep on feeding, you can keep on doing, you can keep on trying, you can keep on pressing, you can keep on, but what you fishing for, it can still come out to absolutely nothing. Because you're seeking it in the wrong places, the wrong folk, the wrong thing. What is your motive? Because he didn't already said it. The one thing that projects us into the state of mind that we go in or is in is fear. Fear. What are you afraid of? Some of us are afraid of losing our children. How about losing your mind? How about losing your life? This man walked up to me before. And I was dating him. And he used to be a hitman back then. I was only 21, I believe. I was 21. And everybody, I was a barmaid. At least I ran the bar. I made the drinks and all that stuff and, you know, cleaned up the tables. And everybody knew me and they knew my family. Okay, so I used to make so much money being a barman because of my projection. So I used to date this guy, and he was a former hitman, so he had retired from killing folk. But he was real stern and obsessive. I was standing up, I'll never forget it. And I was leaning over the bar, and I was talking to this guy named Aaron. Now everybody know Aaron. And as I was leaning over, talking to him, the man I dated, his name was Crawford. He said, "Give me a drink." I looked down on him. He was sitting on the end of the bar. Aaron was on the other end. I looked down there. It's okay. He made it. When he made his little drink, he drank Crown Royal. Made his little drink. Went and sat it in front of him. I walked away. "Give me a beer," I said. When he got his Pabst Blue Ribbon, grabbed it, took it, sat in front of him, went back down there and said, "Give me another drink." I said, "You know what?" Gave him another drink. Went, and then instead of me going back down there, I just stood in front of him and leaned over the bar. I said, "And you mad because?" He said, "I kill you." I said, "Well, let your conscience be your guide, baby." And I walked away. That joker went all the way down to the end of the bar and came behind the bar and grabbed me by my neck and put his little switchblade up to my neck and say, "I'll cut your neck off." I say, "Again, let your conscience be your guide, because I ain't scared." Everybody, "Don't say nothing to the—" I say, "I don't know why y'all scared of this man." I ain't sitting there, mind you. I was not scared. Even though I knew the type of man that he was. Because he done killed many and nobody never said nothing out of fear. So when the Lord brought that to my memory, I was like, "Well, what was I fishing?" Because I surely had no S on my chest. I was a bit of 105 pounds. This man was big and tall. I'm trying to figure out what was I fishing for. And the Lord say, "Authentication." Because everybody knew my family and they didn't play. So what was I fishing for? See, we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that we have to present ourselves a certain type of way in order to get what we want. Give y'all another example. How many times you done went and put in a job application and lied about your experience? How many times you oversold yourself knowing you is a dodo in that area? I mean, what we fishing for, y'all, for real? Do these things come out of desperation? Are we so desperate that we would do anything? I'm giving y'all something to think about and ponder on today. I mean, what is our problem? Because we go to school, we get all these degrees, we do all this stuff, and then we, what are you fishing for? Because even in, how many of y'all got a degree and ain't nobody got a job in that degree? and they making more money now than what they will be making in that degree. So what are you fishing for? What are you really looking for? Are we putting our, are we setting our affections on things that's above? No. We setting our affections on things that is on this earth. We looking for stuff in the wrong place. Because let me sit up here and tell you something. I don't give a rat's tail how much you want somebody to love you or how that you want. Okay, let me, oh, thank you, Jesus. We so conditional. Because ain't nobody going to love you the way you want them to love you. They're going to always do something to falter away from it. Did you hear what I say? Why? Because we conditional. We got so many conditions on one another until we fishing. That's condition. We fishing for this and fishing for that. And then we looking for the signs. Still fishing. Are we seeking for certain things in a man or a woman? Somebody told me, and they're a member of this church, if I'm dating you and in the midst of me dating you, you wash the dishes and then don't dry them and put them up, I got a problem with that. You dry them. I wash them. So I want to let them sit there and drown their own and then I go put them up later. So why does that condition make you have a problem with me? Because you fishing for something that your mama did and your wife ain't. What you fishing for? We fish, we seeking for the wrong stuff. We need to move these conditions and put our effect. The Bible declares that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all else will be added on to you. You ain't going to have to be so conditional to get all the things you want. I'm going to add everything to you that you need. All these things going to be added on to me. Yeah, I'm going to give you the right projection so that your projective will change towards me and you will not project something on somebody else that ain't got absolutely nothing to do with me because it ain't my righteousness. It's yours. It's yours. What's the right way to do something? Do we really even know the right way to do something? No, because the Bible declares that a man's ways may seem right unto him. What is the right way? What is really the right way? We got to seek his righteousness. We can't get it right. Okay, Lord, I want to change, so I got to make sure I do this right and do it. You can't do it right because that thing that you go to do, you do not. But what you don't want to do, that's that thing you're doing now. He is the only one that can impute righteousness. But if I'm seeking his face, then he's going to put me together. He's going to get me together. So he's going to stop me from lying to myself and making me believe that I got it right. Or I'm doing it right. Because that's called self-righteousness, y'all. That's what they're called. I ain't finna Bible whoop nobody. I ain't finna say, you need to do this and you need to. How about I need to shut up? How about I need to try to check my own self? How about I need to seek his face to give me guidance and then I ain't got to worry about the houses and the cars and the jobs and the money and the, I ain't got to worry about none of those things because if he said it, it is so. So while I'm seeking your face, I know you gonna take care of me. Y'all getting it now? I know you gonna take care of me. I'm seeking your face. So even if don't nobody else love me that I want to love me, I know you gonna love me anyway. Even in my mess. See, because our conditions make other people not love us the way that we want them to love us. Or not love us at all because we're so conditional. We ain't never content. I'm going to say it again. I just want to be happy. I just want to be comfortable. I don't have to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. These are all the things that we be fishing for. This is all the stuff that causes us to be hindered, y'all. These are all the things that put us in a place of being stagnated because we seeking after the wrong stuff by the wrong people. Because let me explain something to you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to know what way to go, I dare you to ask him. Because he's going to tell you the truth. And you will experience that life. You will experience that life. Did y'all hear what I say? I'm going to come up, stand up here and say it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to get to that place of peace. Please understand that happiness is only temporary. Joy is eternal. Please understand that. You're not going to always be happy. It's going to be a season for that. And seasons change. They change. You will never be perfect. Even in death, you ain't perfect. Because when they embalm you and try to alter you, you really don't even look like you. You will never get it right by yourself. That's why we are helpers one to another. All the money in the world ain't gonna make you content. Pay attention. 90% of those folk commit suicide. You can never take nothing you gain in this life with you. Naked you were when you came. That's the way you're gonna go. Let me tell you how the Bible had manifested itself to me in my life. So, over the years, it's been a lot of tragic deaths around me, okay? But the Lord did not allow me to see all this stuff. And I always wonder why. Because I have always prayed that he allow his word, the Bible, to become life in my life, that I may be able to visibly see it and be a testimony of it. So, the last few years, I have actually seen this scripture here come to life. And it's many. Naked you come and naked you shall leave, right? That's what Job said. My cousin was dying. And in the midst of it, she wanted to see me. Now, because I pay attention to everything and I look at stuff through my spiritual vision, I paid attention. So, the Bible says, once an adult and twice a child. So, she went from having all her to being as a child all over again. From her feet was extremely cruddy at the bottom. And I knew she was making a transition because 3 days later, I went and all that had shedded, because I was taking care of her, all that had shedded on the sheets, and I was changing the sheets, and I looked at her feet, and her feet was like a newborn's feet. Okay? All this stuff is in the Bible, y'all. Listen. And then she say, I want you to cook me some fish and grits. the two things talked about in the Bible, manna was like a grits form in the fish. So I fried her some fish, right? Gave her some grits. Then, the last few days of her life, she kept taking off all her clothes. I say, why you keep taking your clothes off? She said, I don't know, but I don't want them on. Taking off all her. So, right before she got ready to take her last breath, the Lord told me to play safe in his arms. And I put it on my phone and I laid it on her pillow. And when I laid that on her pillow, I say, Samira, you hear me? She turned around and looked at me and she smiled. And I bent down and she said, and took her last breath and blew it in my face. I literally watched scripture come to life in my life concerning us making a transition. I believe that Bible. Why? Because of everything that I've experienced in my own life. In my own life, I realized me fishing for the wrong stuff and accomplished absolutely nothing. But when I put my affections on God, everything came together. And I'm here to tell you, scripture is real. Did you hear what I say? I'm talking slow today. I know y'all wanted me to run and hip and hop. Listen to me. Listen to me. Today. If you never listened to me before, put your affections on things above. That means it's going to be some sacrifices made. Don't put nothing and nobody above God, because we can do it unknowing. I did it. I did it. Thinking and believe I was doing something right. Standing before God's people. Preaching, prophesying, praying, fasting, doing all this stuff. And he let them scriptures come alive. It was almost like I saw the scriptures coming up off the page to meet me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his word, and all this stuff will be added on to you. I know God give me everything I want. Because he said, delight in me, I give you desires of your heart. He's proven that to me. I don't desire, pay this attention. Please pay this attention. I desire nothing but one thing in my life now. And that's simply to see the face of God. Face to face. That's my desire. All this other stuff, it don't matter. I done had the money. I done had the cars. I done owned this. I done owned that. I done had everything I ever wanted in my life. Gave away most of them. Because I just want everybody here go to be happy. It does not really matter what you do. Or how much of it you do, you will never stay happy. Because it's only for a season. But joy cannot be taken away from you. Not never. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. I was in prayer because my thoughts and my projections. And so, see, people don't, let me say this to y'all. Folk done walked up to me and said, "Pastor, you make it look so easy." I said, "Oh, for real?" See, folk don't know. They wonder why, "Pastor, every time I turn around, you praying." But I got to. Because if I did not stay in prayer, I'd probably be in asylum. I'd probably be in jail, prison, hell. I'd probably be walking around like, y'all know the Ice Age movie? The birds walking around running into each other. Listen to me. I wouldn't have no self-control. I wouldn't be able to close my mouth. I wouldn't have no listening ear. If I did not keep praying. Did I say and fasting? Because it's easy for stuff to reattach itself because it's so familiar. Prayer, y'all, will help you to seek God's face the more. Did you hear what I say? When you ain't praying, you all messed up. And that's all of us. Something ain't right. But when you do be in prayer, it be all chaotic all around you, baby. You still in that place of joy. You still got that peace. You still, and you ain't fishing for. You ain't fishing for stuff. So what are we really fishing for, y'all? I asked y'all that today because God wants all of us. I bind up that spirit of fear that we will face some things that's hard to face. I bind up that spirit of fear of loss, lost love, lost children, lost relationships, lost money, houses, cars. I don't care what it is. Do not be afraid to lose absolutely nothing. Did y'all hear what I said? I done told y'all my testimony. I had that Job experience, y'all. Even my very children. And in the midst of it, I was like, "Lord," I went fishing. I said, "They not fit to be lying and telling them." The Lord say, "Be still and know that I am God. Put your eyes on me." See, we get so distracted by the stuff that we see or even what we going through. And so we can't see the plan, the future, the success, the more, the peace. We can't see none of that because of what we're going through currently or what we're experiencing repetitively. I just keep seeing that. I keep going through this over and over again, and I'm sick and tired. I say, "You ain't tired." How do I know? Ask Evan. You ain't tired. Because let me explain something to you. We get to saying that we're tired, but we keep doing it. And in the midst of us, when we keep doing it, don't you know it's necessary? Why is it necessary? Because you will never know how strong you are if you just give up. Because people that's tired give up, don't they? They walk away or they think. You will never know what you need to learn or what God has for you. You'll never understand it. Not never. Ever. See, we're not just here for ourselves. So what are you really fishing for? That's that question today. What are you really looking for? I don't want no temporary fixes. So temporary fixes destroys us. Did y'all hear me? I don't want no temporary fix. So get some yellow sheets of paper and some red pens and write down all the stuff that you're fishing for. Because these things that you fit, in other words, what you're seeking for, what you want, what you desire, what's all the stuff that's down in the inside that you know you cannot obtain, but you've been trying. How long you been trying? How often you been trying? Do we really want freedom? Do we really want freedom? Seek approval.
You
got
to tell them for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me.
Don't cause your own self to be, your own life to be altered because of what you're fishing for, what you're seeking for. Because you ain't gonna find it. You ain't gonna find it in nobody else. You ain't gonna find it in no other state. You ain't gonna find it in no other job. You ain't gonna find, you ain't gonna find it in none of those places, sweetie. We get peace through God and in Him. The Bible declares that He came to give us life and give it in an abundance. God did it through Jesus Christ just for us. We don't have to keep walking around here seeking and searching for stuff that we never can obtain and keep. Did y'all hear what I say? The Lord is going to move some things out the way. There's a lot of times that we try to prove because other people don't want to believe because of certain situations or circumstances that have happened repetitively. And in that repetitive stuff and all them other things that occurred, we try to prove or try to show just to be accepted for just who you are. Just to be accepted just for who you are. Because don't nobody really know what you do. Way back when. That's what I heard. Way back when. Don't nobody really know that why you are the way that you are. They don't. And what you had to do. Yeah. Don't nobody know all them little things. And even though you try to walk away from it, even though you try not to get back at it because of certain things that you go through, even on today, God say, seek me. He said he gonna show you another way. Because your way ain't working out. It do for a minute. 1 step forward, then go 2 steps back. I just keep hearing, I just need a break. Tired of being judged by folk. What kind of man they think? I bind up every condition that has been placed on your life. Even as a child, starting at 16. Starting at 16. That's when it got really rough for you. In your mind. We lean to our own understanding so much. But God knows all things.
I'm gonna use your story.
It don't matter.
I wanna be free right now. Open your mouth and begin
about
to tell
the Lord. Anything.
I wanna be free right now.
That has or was.
I'm ready to be delivered right now.
Cause that's your past.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you hear me, sweetie? What's your name?
Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell
Patrick. That's my brother.
God,
never forget that name.
God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every.
God said he's gonna move some things out the way for you.
Shake it off of me. Deliver me and my secrets.
It's been some words spoke over your life. And when I say this, some people will speak things and say things that will start believing. This and you ain't this, and you just like this. And you understand what I'm saying?
We pray the cords. We drink the cords of wickedness.
I bind up and break every generational curse right now off your life as an individual. You will never be the same as you were if. You seek God. Never, ever will you turn back to your old ways. Never, ever will your thoughts be the same concerning absolutely nothing. Did you hear what I said? I speak security over your life right now. Naturally, spiritually, in relationships. Whether it's on your job, with your family, with your family, I speak security and assurance over your life right now. Panhandling and anything else that tried to overtake your thoughts to get quick fixes, I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Because of your determination, God says, it is so. So if God said it, it's final. Did you hear me? Give me that oil, please. I'm going to anoint your hands. Cover him in your blood and hide him behind your cross. Give him your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Lord, you know what you have already designed for this young man. You know any and every step that he's taken, what he has taken, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to restore him in his proper place and his proper position in you, Father God, that he will not stray away again. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. It's praying time, y'all. Come on, let's come to the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you have done so much to us, towards us. You have given us so much, Lord. I want y'all to put all this stuff on the altar and leave it there. Lord, we have went through so many things, God. We have experienced so many things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And it seems as though these things is not getting right. Lord, it seems as though these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is spinning. I see a spiral. They going out of control. You can't control absolutely nothing, Jaleesa. You can. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mama, I need a little question. Come on, the altar, y'all. Come on, don't be scared. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mama, I need a little question. Thank you, Jesus. I just see all kind of doors opening up for you, Patrick. It is amazing. Let me explain something to y'all about God. If he says something, it is surely going to happen. He keeps saying for you, the struggle is over, the struggle is over. The struggle is over, the struggle is over. Father God, touch each and every individual here in this sanctuary. Lord, you know each and every last one of us named by name. You number the very hairs on our head. You know what we need and even what we don't need. You know all the stuff that we seek after and we fish after in this life, Father God. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us some stability and hope in you, God. Let your will be done within our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will not be deceived by what we see or even what we hear. Lord, we know, Father God, that you are the game changer. You are the game changer. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to change the game, Lord. Change our game plan to your game plan, Father God, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, Father God, will be performed inside of our lives. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept our prayers, God, as we cast our cares at your feet. We're giving you all these things right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want these things to succumb us. We have no control over it. We don't know what to do or even how to do it, Father God. We done tried to prove ourselves. We done tried to open up ourselves. We done did any and everything that we knew to do, Father God, but it still ain't working out for us. So right now, Father God, we're going to give it to you, because it seems impossible with us, but we know that all things are possible with you. We're casting our cares at your feet because we know that you care for us. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God. We coming to you right now, be cold and and we're asking you to lift it up off our lift it up off our, that we will not continue to carry these things, God. We're carrying them and they are weighty, God. They are so weighty. Oh God, take it away right now, God. Take it away, God, because you already provided everything for us when you sent your son, Jesus. Oh, God, move some things out the way on today. Shuffle some things right now. Help us to pick up these pieces to the puzzle, Father God, and put them in their proper places, Lord, because they're not fitting together like we thought. Help us on today, God. Help us on today, God. It's so many times that we keep putting our hands and stuff. And it ain't working out. You got to take your hands off of it. You done had your hands on it too long, baby. Take your hands off of it. Step back and move to the side. And let God be God. And then when he start fixing it and changing that thing, don't put your hands back on it again. God is the only one that can fix it, baby. He the only one that can change it and move some things out the way. He the only one that can do it. Don't get at your wit's end and then say, oh Lord, I need your help. No, you ask him from the beginning, baby. Because he embraced you all the time just like this. Every time I did a whole, I see you getting out of line and then here come God. Come back home. I see you stepping over here saying, Lord, just let me do this right quick. And then he come and he grab you again. I just keep seeing God grabbing you, Jaleesa.
I keep seeing him grabbing you. You are not alone. Every time you leave over here, move over here, I come and I grab you.
He's made a provision.
Every time you leave, that you can't take it no more, he come and grab you. You are not alone. I don't care how far you go away, he coming to be well. I don't care when you stop and say enough is enough, he coming, he growling. I just keep seeing him growling closer and closer to you. God loves you.
He's put all things
in the mind.
He's making the head and not the tail.
He knows what he told you. But in him, God is praying. You can't make it happen.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seen praying for bread. Every promise.
Trust everything that he has said, and he'll watch it.
Hallelujah.
And he'll make it rain down on your head. And when the rain comes, that's when the peace comes.
Every promise.
The love, the joy. Stop calling it, girl. Because only God.
Tell your neighbor, say, it's okay.
He's the only one. Your mommy, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your children, your baby.
I just release you now.
Nobody's
it is okay.
Good.
So you've got to step in to what's been provided for you. You can stay on the outside if you want to. Or you can take what belongs to you. He paid the price for you to have everything you need. Healing belongs to you. Salvation belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you.
Oh God, because she's a faithful, she's a freaking time man, freaking time. Lord, I'm asking you to help her on today. Go to give her confidence.
Every promise.
Let her know that she's
promise,
your own God.
Every promise.
Walk through me, I want you to go through me.
need.
You will
everything I need.
Oh, Baba.
Everything I need.
You rest in assurance of God, baby. Jesus.
He's already provided.
Don't be afraid to go to court. Did you hear me? Don't be afraid to go to court. That ain't got no money for no lawyer. Now God is your lawyer. You ain't got to worry about it.
You believe Lord, that I took your answer, right? I believe God.
You the same thing.
I believe God.
He did it.
What he said is truth.
If he did it,
it
will. Individually. Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your hope. We thank you for your declaration. We're asking you to consider every prayer that we put on the altar. All the stuff we threw down at your feet. Everything that we are carrying in our hearts, God. We emptying it out to you right now. And we're going to worship you and bless you in advance for what you are about to do in our lives. Oh, mama, nidaloko shanaha. The Lord says it's time for him to manifest some things to you. You'll see. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you,
Lord. We ask you to answer these prayers and all others in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And though you may not understand, there's a purpose, there's a plan. So
it's a purpose and a plan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Believe that tonight. You can make.
You've been here before.
You can make.
Cause I keep seeing your face. The Lord said he's moving some things out the way for you, baby. He's going to manifest himself to you. Because you've been waiting. He said it's a long time coming.
Jesus. And though you may not understand, there's a purpose, there's a plan. So while you worship, he'll bring.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for any and everything that he's doing in all of our lives.
The rain will last forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
The sun will shine.
I thank God for his peace.
And you'll make it through.
You better, baby, if he did it before, he'll do it again. And you already know that. But when you are not attached to that encouragement, you stay discouraged. But God, you watch what he do for you. Again. Again. Because that's the kind of God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord, you guys, and I won't take it back. I hope I said something on today that will encourage you guys to continue to press, to continue to do what God designed you to do. We got to seek his face, and he'll add all this other stuff unto us. You ain't got to worry, y'all pretty little heads, y'all handsome little heads. You ain't got to worry yourselves about the little things. Because he said that our problems to him is as a drop in a bucket. And then he goes down a little bit further and says that our problems are nothing. Then he says in the next scripture, it's less than nothing. So that means it don't even exist to him. Let's not take a molehill and make a mountain out of it. Trust in God. I dare you to trust him and then watch him. Trust him and then watch him. Watch what God do. He gonna do some amazing things, y'all. We coming up to the end of the year. I'm telling you, before this year is out, y'all gonna be testifying. Y'all gonna be speaking of the goodness of God. I'm telling you. I can't hold it in. I keep telling of his goodness. Because he's that great. I love you guys to be saying the pieces.
You can make it through.
Thank you.
The storm. You can make it through.
We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering.
You can make it through.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can make it through the pain. Yes. And though you may
not. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord so much. He reminds us not to be fishing in the wrong ponds and oceans and seas.